Well, welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you know, this
we're
is
back.
We're back, happily placed, episode 3.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Three.
We just started this 3 weeks ago and it seems like yesterday.
I know.
God. Well, welcome everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your questions and emails. Remember, you can send emails to happilyplaced@emeraldstaffing.com.
Right.
And today we want to do something different and fun.
I'm excited about this.
This is a good episode. In fact, I actually have a list of questions that are commonly thought of myths about the staffing and recruiting business that candidates bring to us. Daily, actually, some of these.
Every day.
And so we've put together a little list for our audience today, and hopefully this will take the mystery out of what we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
We'll start. So Mary, I'll ask you the questions.
Okay.
And then you can answer the question.
Uh-huh.
And then after you answer the question, I'll ask you another question.
Okay.
And that'll be our format today.
Perfect.
Question, answer,
all
question.
Right. I'm getting interviewed today.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like it.
So, Mary, the first question.
Yes.
These are the top questions we are asked.
Mm-hmm.
Myths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're a recruiter, you're going to find me a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So, I get asked this all the time. You're going to find me a job, right?
Today.
Right. The answer, maybe.
It is maybe.
It's
actually
a maybe.
Let me jump down the list a little bit.
Okay.
To another question. We're going to come back to question one. These aren't necessarily synced in the right order. Okay. This is a good one because we can go back to question one. You're a temp agency, right? You only have temp jobs.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Good question. So as an employment agency, we work with clients. Hundreds of clients, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. All
throughout Portland, Vancouver a little bit. We're hired by our clients to find good candidates for open positions, whether that's temporary, temp to hire, or direct.
It's the top talent.
Top talent. And now what that means, temp to hire, direct, meaning the duration of the position. So
right.
It's either temporary to help cover, I don't know, vacation, maternity leave. Some people love that. You know,
sure.
They have the chance to work at different places. Temp to hire, direct meaning more long term, you know, finding a good fit for both the candidate and the client.
Well, let me interject. So last year, as an example, out of all the W-2s that our company issued, 98% of those happily placed, ended up in full-time roles.
Long-term.
And so they've completed the staffing contract, and they've moved into their career with the client.
Right.
And so when somebody comes in and says, well, you're going to get me a job, right? Mm-hmm. Like right today to now?
It's not how it works.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's an interview process with us. We're the first person. Let's say we talked about this in our first episode.
Right.
When you first walk into a building for an interview, the first person that you meet,
That's the first interview.
That's the first interview. Same thing with agencies.
That's right.
You walk in, this is the first interview for the position that you're applying for.
Exactly. Because, again, what we experience in our office is what our client will experience.
Exactly.
And so the screening starts at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm not sure if we've done this on purpose or not, but we keep building upon episode one.
I know.
And episode two.
Amazing.
The interview.
Uh-huh.
It all starts with the interview and being prepared.
Right.
So yes, we hope that we find our candidates a job. When you come in as a customer, of course we hope that works out.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't. So a great example, I'll give you a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an advertisement for a pediatric cardiology medical assistant.
Right.
Very unique skill set. And somebody comes in and they are a cardiology medical assistant. They don't have pediatrics.
Mm-hmm.
Still, great candidate.
Yeah.
Great skill set, a very unique skill set, but they don't have pediatric.
Mm-hmm.
So by virtue of that person won't be qualified for what we're required to screen for for that job.
Right.
That's not to say that we have other clients that we will help introduce that person, you know, to those opportunities.
Yep, exactly.
And so I guess to kind of take that myth away from you're going to find me a job the second, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's really about setting expectations.
Right.
And when you come in for the interview, just understand that your staffing professional will do the best they can. It's mm-hmm. in their best interest and yours to help you land a good career.
Right.
But sometimes it takes time.
Yep. And I have great examples too of people that come in for one specific job. They come in for a job that, let's say, is, I don't know, an accounting assistant role.
Sure.
Let's say with a company. Let's say that the client interviews five candidates and they pick another person that, right. you know, they thought was the best fit. Down the road, maybe even a day later, I have another accounting assistant position. I call a candidate and I say, hey, guess what? I have another opportunity. This
right.
looks to be really good for what you're looking for. And they end up getting the job.
Exactly.
So that's the nice part is, you know, we can be a resource as well for candidates.
Absolutely. Well, and in our company, I mean, we average 40 to 50 open full-time positions
right.
every week.
Right.
And so we're constantly, you know, introducing opportunity to candidates, to our talent,
mm-hmm.
and we're introducing talent to our companies, the client side. So,
right.
So absolutely. So this is a great one, and we hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. And just, before I even answer the question,
uh-huh. you answer this one.
I'm just going to say no.
Okay, I say no as well.
The answer is no. Okay, so are you going to take money out of my paycheck for your services?
Mm-hmm.
The company pays the staffing company,
right.
not the candidate, not the employee, not the job seeker.
Mm-hmm.
It is always client retained on the company side.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is no. We are a resource to you. We are hoping to become your next employer, at least short term, while you're in a contract to hire
right.
Role. But at any time do we take any money out of your paycheck. Any staffing or recruiting company that does in today's world and market, you should probably not go to that company because mm-hmm. that's just not the trend. It's not the norm. It's not a good business practice. So, I would say that 99.99999% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
you'll run into companies that are just like ours.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mary, I'm lobbing this one back to you because you see this more than I do.
Okay.
Why do I have to fill out an application? You already have my resume.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, my God.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I've heard it exactly like that come out of Canada's mouth. So number one, applications. The format is, you know, where you live, maybe your pay requirements, what you're looking to make,
right?
And then application being where you've worked, who your supervisor was, the responsibilities that you had at each
sure.
position. This is assisting. Not only is it showing that you know how to follow basic instructions, you know, if you're applying to a job, whether it's with a staffing agency or whether it's with a company themselves, they ask you to fill out an application.
Don't write C resume. Yeah.
We want to see that you can complete something. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Exactly.
Truly.
And the back end for staffing companies, every resume is different.
Right.
And in our company, we can talk about Emerald Staffing because that's
We're
us.
We're Emerald Staffing.
We're Emerald Staffing.
Mm-hmm.
We use that application as a worksheet. Mm-hmm. when we're talking to a company about your background, we know where to look on that application to answer specific questions that a potential employer may have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps with our
many notes that I take.
Right.
And you're right. It goes back to your resume. Maybe there's something that you didn't put on your resume, not because you didn't think about it, but maybe it's something that came up in our conversation while we interviewed. And I said,
right.
you did what? Like, that's amazing.
Exactly.
I can go back to that application, talk to my client, say, guess what this person did in their last position?
Yes.
So, yeah, important.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Well, okay. Do I have to dress up for an interview?
Yes.
I'm coming to see you, Mary. Do I need to dress up?
Yes, you do.
How come?
Yes, you do. Because it goes back to we're the initial point of contact for our clients.
Right.
So if you show up with a sweatshirt and a hole and, you know, disheveled, not come in with your resume, it doesn't look like you're taking your job hunt seriously.
Exactly.
That's
simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I only have to work with your agency?
No. No, right. You don't.
We're a resource.
We're a resource.
A resource.
Exactly. I say that all the time when I meet candidates. I say, I'm your recruiter. I'm a resource for you. I want to get to know, you know, the candidate, their background. If we have a great position for them, let's roll. But, I mean, the more resources, the better. Don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And different agencies have different specialties.
Right.
You know, so if you're not getting the traction that you believe you need, sort of look at the positions posted online for that agency to mm-hmm. see if your skill set actually fits.
One.
I mean, if you're an astronaut, we'd love to talk to you because that would be super
I would
cool.
Love to. Yeah,
it'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the chance of us placing you at NASA is zero.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get past the switchboard. Are you kidding? Could you imagine calling NASA?
That'd be so cool.
Maybe it'd be really easy.
Maybe. Let's try it.
Let's try that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is Happily Placed. This is a shorter podcast today mm-hmm. Because we have a really good one next week, and we want to just give you enough today so you tune back in.
There you go.
We still have no sponsors, by the way.
No.
It's really bothersome.
We'll get there.
I know.
Yeah.
God, we're new at this.
Yeah.
Oh, but we are signing an agreement with Spotify, and so you can download
yes.
our podcast on Spotify starting I think next week, mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you informed of our success there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Great.
Well, until next week, if you have questions, email happilyplaced@emeraldstaffing.com. We look forward to answering those questions and helping you with your career search moving forward.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. See ya.
All right.